Lord, DJ, that'd be a mobile.
Hey, Dave, where are you off to this evening?
Thursday trip to Ingalls and headed home. How about you?
Oh, just sitting here at the house waiting on my internet and cable to come back up so I can watch a little TV and play on and get a few things done on the computer, you know, minor things like that.
Service provider went down.
Yep.
Two of them while I was working. I got to ditch one of them. I don't need it anymore now that I'm retired. But I don't know which one to ditch.
It was AT&T, but I had problems with them more times than not. So I started just going with Spectrum. And that has been pretty good. So until last day or two, we just had a few days here in which things have just been kind of wanky.
That I still got, and I've heard people talking about AT&T coming through with some fiber optics, so I'd hate to purge them and then all of a sudden fiber optics on AT&T be available and I'd have to get, you know, go for a higher price. So I'm kind of just holding out to see if that fiber optics comes by. That's going to be a game changer there.
Well, supposedly it's over here near me, but they put it in. Supposedly they had it before I switched over to cable, but they kept telling me it wasn't available at my house, so, you know, I couldn't figure out how I was going to get it if they kept telling me it wasn't available down here. So, oh, well, it is what it is. I made the switch, and I'll live with it for now.
But they all go out every now and then. None of them are 100%. Like your electricity is usually there all the time. It's rare for me to lose electricity. It happens, but it's very rare. But it's not that rare to lose an internet service provider. That's why I always had two. When one of them would go away, I'd just switch over to the other one until the faster one came back, and then I'd switch back.
Been there, done that. Don't have a T-shirt for it. Don't want it. So, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. That does happen from time to time.
I worked with him when we both worked in Charlotte, and then we worked together again when we both worked in L.A. And he used Magic Jack. I never did try that. I saw the commercials about it all the time, but I never gave that a try. Did you ever try it out?
Nope. I looked into it, but that was about all I did. It didn't seem to hold enough to make it worthwhile going to it or something. There was something about it. I had somebody that said they got it, and then they had more trouble with it than it was worth, and they went back to what they had.
For, you know, just sending files back and forth, which is a lot less work than doing video conferencing or watching TV. And I think that's why it was fine for him. It's just like get a file off of a server and work on it local, and then when he's done, he'd put it back up. And that's, you know, that's really low bandwidth. That's probably the reason it worked so good for him.
Probably so. Probably so, because like you said, that is low bandwidth, and it doesn't, it doesn't do a whole lot. It does do a whole lot. It doesn't have to work a whole lot at it to get it, so, you know. I don't know. There's pros and cons for all of it, David.
Well, I'm about to pull in the driveway. I got to unload my groceries. So, good talking to you. I hope your internet returns shortly. WU2T, W4DJ, talk to you later.
Okay, Dave. Well, they sent me a notice a while ago that it should be back on within the next 15 to 20 minutes or so. So we'll see what happens. Talk to you later. Or DJW, W2T, 73s for now.